Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
But I want to talk about Syria in this hour. We talked about it yesterday. We're going to talk about it again because I think a lot has come to light over the last 24 hours. We had a debate yesterday as to whether it really was the Syrians that were responsible for this chemical attack. I can see nothing has changed on that, actually. It seems quite clear, not just from eyewitnesses, but from chemical weapons experts, from virtually everybody, that this was an attack by the Syrian administration. So let's park that one for a moment. But I don't know how many of the pictures you've seen of the victims of this chemical attack. The pictures of children foaming at the mouth, choking, dying. And if you haven't seen them, I would urge you to do so. They're available everywhere. We've got some on the LBC website. And I would defy you to go and look at those pictures and then ring me up and tell me that we shouldn't be doing anything. Because I'm afraid the international community, this country in particular, President Obama, Ed Miliband, and I'm going to say yes, me, all have that blood on our hands. Because we all thought that we shouldn't be intervening in Syria because there wasn't any British interest there. Well, I defy anybody to have that view now after looking at those pictures. And it was a result of that sarin attack in 2013 that there was a vote in the British Parliament on taking action in Syria. And I'm afraid the British Parliament got it wrong. And I remember arguing that Ed Miliband was right at the time. So I blame myself just as much as I blame politicians for getting it wrong. But let's make no mistake. Syria is not Iraq. Syria is a very different case to Iraq. And therefore, we shouldn't keep sort of judging everything by the shadow of what happened in Iraq. I think there is ample evidence now of chemical weapons usage by the Assad regime. That was supposed to be a red line for President Obama back in 2013. I think it should be a red line for President Trump and Prime Minister May now. And yet you have Downing Street saying, effectively downplaying any plans for any action after this. We have the United Nations Security Council meeting, I think, as we speak. What do you think they're going to do? Well, I'll tell you what will happen. The Russians will veto anything that they want to do. I would love to see the United Nations come into its own and actually decide on a strategy of what to do about Assad. But I think I will probably live in vain hope for that. 0345 6060973. What should the UN Security Council do when it meets this afternoon? Simon Marks joins us, our US correspondent. Simon, very good evening.
Hello, Ian.
What's been the reaction in the States to what's been happening in Syria over the last 36 hours?
Well, I think conflicted, one would have to say. I mean, President Trump has not spoken publicly, personally, about what happened in Syria yesterday. Neither has his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. They both put out written statements, and they put out different written statements. Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, blamed the Russians and the Iranians for complicity in what he described as a Syrian regime assault on that town in the north of the country. President Trump put out a very curious four-sentence statement calling the attack reprehensible, but two of the sentences in that four-sentence statement accused Barack Obama of bearing responsibility for the situation in Syria. This is the same Donald Trump who, on numerous occasions before he was president of the United States, took to social media to insist that the United States should not, under any circumstances, get involved in Syria. Much better, he said, to rebuild Detroit than to worry about committing any kind of resources to battling the situation in Syria. Now, he, on the face of that statement yesterday, appears to have had something of a rethink, although just how far he goes, we don't know because he hasn't spoken publicly. Instead, speaking publicly at the United Nations Security Council just a few minutes ago, his ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
Time and time again, without any factual basis, Russia attempts to place blame on others. There is an obvious truth here that must be spoken. The truth is that Assad, Russia, and Iran have no interest in peace.
Tough words there from Nikki Haley, the new US ambassador to the United Nations, but we have no idea whether she is reflecting the thinking of the President of the United States. She conceded about 10 days ago that after launching another blistering attack on Russia at the United Nations, she didn't know what President Trump's view was on Russia in detail. The British representative at the United Nations is Matthew Rycroft.
It's time now for you to stop blocking and start helping by joining Security Council consensus. Our draft resolution condemns this attack and calls for consequences. All 15 Security Council members should be able to condemn this and every use of chemical weapons. We expect your unanimous support.
Matthew Rycroft with a message there for the Russians, but the Russians very much ignoring it. They are describing that draft resolution that's been brought to the United Nations by Britain, France and the United States as destabilizing, and they continue to insist that Bashar al-Assad's regime was not responsible for the attack, that Syrian aviation bombed a rebel warehouse where they claim chemical munitions were being prepared. No one on this side of the Atlantic certainly believes that.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.